IFP this year has been a really interesting experience. It's something that I've never expected myself to do and never expected myself to complete in the way I did. In the last 1 or 2 months of IFP, our group of 10 have all been working towards creating a workshop for the grade 11s on their first day of school. And creating this workshop has been extremely stressful, but the perfect way to end our year of learning in IFP and completing all the tasks, putting all the things that we learned into one place. The workshop was a perfect way to tie the whole year up. And the initial planning of the workshop was super stressful. We needed to get into groups of four or three, depending on what we wanted to do and what we liked to do. And once we were put in these groups, we had to decide and come up with a unique idea on what grade 11s actually would want and future grade 11s would actually want. And being grade 11s ourselves, we knew the challenges that came when adults or people older than you tried to lecture you or tell you on how to keep an open mind for the year or how to approach your own school year. That was the main challenge that we had to face, getting them to take us seriously. And so apart from time constraints and stuff, we had to face this challenge, and to do that, we all had to keep brainstorming for several weeks on specific unique ideas that would get them to actually care about what we were saying. And we ended up doing detailed planning processes over weekends and coming into school during weekends to just spend a full day and just plan and plan on what we should do. And once we finally figured out the plan, that we decided we wanted to play games with them and teach them about cohesion, because we noticed that a big problem in our grade was cliques not being, or our grade not being cohesive enough, and it was quite cliquey. So that's what we wanted to try and like help them with, to prevent the problem even starting up in the first place. So we used all our knowledge that we got from the peace and conflict workshops that were held, and even the listening workshop, and just put it into a slideshow, put it into a plan, got a thesis kind of thing where we wanted to go with, and just put the plan into action. However, coming up with the plan took such a long time that putting the plan into action had to be done in really little time. We had to come over during our summer break to try once a week before school to try and just get everything together. And we didn't have time to fully rehearse our workshop. So on the day that we had to present to grade 11s, it was kind of just, we kind of just had to roll with it because we didn't really have much practice because of the time constraint. However, we learned from each workshop that we did, and it was quite a scary experience for me, and I had to put myself out there more and push myself because I was not used to presenting alone in a group of grade 11s. We were all under the impression that we were presenting together as a group of four, and I was fine with that. However, due to COVID and due to our small numbers, we had to spread ourselves out as much as possible so that each grade 11 class could have at least one person giving them a presentation. And that was quite difficult for me to stand in front of a class and present and in front of a group of students who are just starting out the year. However, once I managed to do it, I kept improving on myself for the next presentations for the classes later in the day, and it turned up to be a huge success. And that was the key moment for IFP. It really made me think that all the work we put in during the year to learn about what really is, what do peace and conflict, what do they really mean? I felt that all our work was finally put to use, and it felt really good. And I really enjoyed IFP experience, and I'm happy that CAS pushed me towards trying a new thing. And I think the leadership skills that I learned, or and the collaboration skills and working on time constraint will be really useful to me in the future.